Abbey Dental, sponsors of Late Lunch for all aspects of today's dental care. Highly recommended throughout the Isle of Man.
Hello and welcome to the Late Lunch Leftovers podcast. A look back at some of our highlights of the past week. And we've introduced to you some new features in the past few days, including One Agony Owl. All will be revealed. We also have the latest in our mindfulness sessions, Mike Cooley with us every Wednesday, and also Howard Kane sharing his thoughts on jazz.
Yeah, and we also had our outside broadcast from The Allotment, our very first one with Tanya Anderson. That was great fun. But first, Beth, I think we should start with what was the most taxing challenge so far, certainly for you anyway.
Yeah, I feel this Mauradh-Dhuni challenge set by Simon Clark this week was rather targeted.
Okay, so there we go. Nice, simple one. I actually did do my side of the challenge yesterday.
But I wasn't here to hear it, so that doesn't count.
I need
to hear it again.
I don't want to do it again.
You have to do it, and especially because we might not have Papa Gorn, but we do have Sun Gorn in the
Junior.
Studio. Gorn Junior in the studio.
Okay, yeah. Any top tips for me, Ewan?
Loud, guttural, aggressive, just go for it.
Sound angry. That yeah. always works,
well,
doesn't
angry.
It?
Angry. A bit of a lilt, but, you know, commit, I think, is the main thing.
But the thing is it possible, do you think, to offend somebody with my take on this?
No, of course
right.
not.
Okay, all right. A little fella drove from Kindrogget up north down to Castletown to meet up with some friends to read a book about Bala Willy Killia and have a laugh in the bath. It was the best I could do.
6 out of 10.
Oh, come on.
And there's more Manx in you. You need to let it come out, let it breathe.
Yeah, that's okay. all I need to do.
We've also got our Don and Mercer here as well. I mean, would you give me a 7 maybe?
5 maybe.
Oh, come yeah. on. Yeah. Well, your side
yes.
is to...
This is where I'm hoping for help from these two.
Yes, I see what you've done here. Yeah. You have to translate Kindrogget into English and you have to give us the Manx name for Castletown. Good luck.
So I've brought in support troops. When we talked about this at the start of the week and we were working out what Castletown is, apparently this started a bit of a conversation downstairs between you Manx speakers about how you pronounce it. Is it Ballycastle or is it Ballycastle?
I'd say Ballycastle.
That's sort of like a year.
But other than it sounds right, I don't know why.
Dolan, what would you say?
Yeah, that sounds closer to me. Ballycastle, and it's
Castle. It's the harsh Castle.
I do an unnecessarily long vowel.
Ballycastle.
Yeah, that's
how you need to be speaking Manx there.
All right,
Ballycastle. And what about Kindrogget? Because we've had a few people message us about this. End of the road.
It's close. It's getting close. It's to do with an end of something. Yeah, yeah.
But it's not road.
What else is Nonkin?
Think about the governor, maybe.
Where does the governor have to go?
Where does the governor have to go?
Where does he have to go, Christy? Where
oh,
does he have to go?
No.
Oh no, are you struggling?
It's a good clue.
Hit his governor's hill, end of the hill.
Before he goes up his hill.
He has to go across.
Before he goes up his hill, he has to go across it.
Stop it! This is horrible, because now I'm trying to think.
Do you know what? Feet. We'll give you a couple of minutes to think about it, okay? But thanks very much for your help, Ewan and Don. You've been really, really helpful.
I'm actually blushing about how completely mind-blanked I am over this.
Good.
This is going to be something so simple, I'm really embarrassed.
So I got 6 out of 10. I think you only got 4.
Well... I thought they were very good, but of course you made a mistake in setting the puzzle or the challenge in that you talked about up north, and everyone knows it's down north.
I'm not going to get into that conversation, but when they translated Kindrogget as Bridge End Road, almost there. Well,
yeah.
Almost.
It's Bridge End, or the end of the bridge. Or the, yeah,
because it would be Bairn Kindrogget.
Aye, Bairn or Red Kindrogget. But the thing with Manx dialect, if Beth and Christy are listening, is you've got to think. If you think the vowels that you're using are long, double or triple them, and then you'll be getting close. It's always an awful. So we did get Ballycastle, but Ballycastle, you know, you really have to really emphasise the A. There's about 50 A's in any of these, so it's Castletown, not Castletown. Castletown, if you're going to get it right.
Castle Yard. That's sort of one. But there you go. It's certainly, it's all about bringing a few Manx words in and the way that some of them were pronounced. And it's great to have that interaction with Christy and Beth from the Late Lunch as well. Really enjoying it as well. The Nation Station.
And do you think that people are born green-fingered, or is it something you can teach?
I think that people are taught that they're brown-fingered. I think that anyone can learn to grow. You just have to understand about plants and soil and what plants need to grow.
There must be a little bit of intuition to it, though, you know, sort of if you can just sort of tell things maybe are or aren't working too well. Because I just get that impression that you're a bit of a sort of wizard when it comes to this, Tanya.
It's just the interest. If you have interest in plants, then you will watch them, you'll be aware of them, and you'll learn from that and become a good gardener. If you're not aware and you don't have that interest, then of course you can be a brown-fingered person if you want.
Well, we are going to be learning plenty from Tanya this afternoon. And in fact, we've both brought little projects that we're going to ask her advice on, haven't we, Beth?
We have, because I mean, I would put myself as somebody who definitely was not green-fingered at all. But recently, I was given a very lovely present by our Sarah Hendy here, actually. And something's actually grown in a pot, and I'm so excited, but I'm not sure.
Was it what's supposed to be growing?
Yes, it was.
In
I think so.
Okay,
I think
checking.
So. But I wasn't quite sure what to do next, so I have brought it along for Tanya to have a look at. But it's just, I don't know, there's something so magic about planting something and it appearing.
Yeah, it really is, and especially when you start growing the likes of vegetables. And like, well, I mean, not just vegetables, but herbs, as you said, we started by just picking something and making a drink from it. But when it comes to the time of year where you've already been picking your purple sprouting broccoli, and when you can start looking at the potatoes and start digging up carrots and things, and then with it, there's just something wonderful about that, isn't there?
Well, that's what I think. If you can watch a seed turn into a plant, you can get hooked onto gardening. It is an amazing, magical thing to do and experience. And that's why I always say, get kids started early, get into schools, teach them about seeds, because you'll remember that for life. And whether or not you continue gardening as an adult or as a young adult, you will come back to it because it really gets you hooked.
And do you have any children up here on the allotment at the moment?
There are a couple of children up here. But I've also been speaking to someone on the island who has a children's program for gardening, so hopefully we'll be able to visit them in one of the future broadcasts.
Excellent. We'll find out more about that a little bit later, because she's actually talking about a friend of the show, Beth, so we can give that a bit of a shout out later too.
Now, you might remember on Late Lunch last week, we had Aaron's adventures, which involved him in a very, very fast car. I'm delighted that this week's adventure with Aaron involves allotments, because Aaron, you're quite fond of growing things.
Absolutely, yes. And this serene setting is a far cry from the passenger seat of a supercar.
And in fact, you were with us the last time we had Tanya with us on the show, and we were talking about the seed swap. And you then went to the Laxey seed swap. And what happened, Aaron?
I did. Well, it was a very interesting encounter in Laxey over that weekend. I was down at the shack getting a cup of coffee, and I was happily pooed on by a seagull on the Saturday and thought nothing of it. Of course, parents and grandparents were telling me, oh, this is lucky, make sure you buy a lottery ticket. And I said, well, I never buy a lottery ticket. But anyway, I came to the seed swap the next day and thought, oh, I'll buy a raffle ticket. The raffle ticket came through and I ended up winning a pair of secateurs and some gardener's gloves, courtesy of the seed swap. So that was, very lucky.
The Nation Station, Max Radio.
The best jazz album. The best album, period. The only jazz album non-jazz's own. Kind of Blue's been called many things, but it's 46 minutes without doubt one of the greatest musical statements in the last century. Smoky late night feel, an early hours ambiance, and a laid back elegance never surpassed. 50 years on, fresh as paint. It is, as remarked in a BBC review one time, quite simply, the sonic space sounds like the coolest place on the planet. This beautiful 6/8 feel with the brushes of Jimmy Cobb on All Blues. That classic Harmon muted trumpet. I can guarantee if you don't have any other jazz album in your collection, you won't go wrong with this.
The Nation Station.
So, Late Lunch now is based roughly on the idea of, I don't know, a lifestyle magazine, isn't it? So the sort of features that you expect to see in a magazine are the features that we bring to you on a daily basis. And do you know, Christy, what every good magazine needs?
Giveaways.
Well, that, yeah. But also, you need somebody who can address your problems and sort of guide you through those tricky situations in life.
Oh, you mean like an agony aunt?
Yeah.
I know what you mean. Okay, yeah, fair enough. I think that's a good idea. I think I've got just the person.
Okay.
Actually, do you know who's forever giving us little words of wisdom and advice? And yeah, and he just seems to know everything about life and how to deal with it. Is our Al Bell.
Hello.
And he's here.
How are we doing?
It's agony
nice to be back.
Al.
It feels weird, this.
Oh, how are you?
I'm okay. Yeah, I'm struggling on. I'm coping, and that's the important thing, I think.
Do you get a lot of people coming to you with life's problems and sort of asking for help and guidance?
Not as such. No, a lot of people tend to cross the street if they see me these days. So, no, the last time I was asked for advice was... I don't really want to go into it, actually.
Right, okay.
Defending somebody quite badly.
Right, okay.
Goodness knows why you've got me here, but it is nice to be back. The chairs are just as uncomfortable as I remember, so...
Right, okay. I think this feature's going to work really well. Essentially, then, if there is anything that you are struggling with and you would like Al to help you out, Uncle Al here is available. You can get in touch. You don't have to use your real name if you don't want to. studio@manxradio.com, or you can drop latelunch@manxradio.com a line. But we have got... we've got a problem, Christy, that needs sorting.
We have been sent in a problem, in fact, yes. It says, this was left on my desk this morning, so I don't know who it's from, but it's quite an interesting problem. So it says, Dear Uncle Al, they've spelled Al wrong for a start, I've been told my accent is too posh to be a Manx girl, which is really hurtful because I am actually Manx. I was born over here. It's really causing an issue now because I've been set a challenge and I have to do a Manx... accent, and I'm really worried about offending someone. This sounds sort of familiar. What can I do? Thank you, Liz. I'm just gonna leave a question mark on the end there because
that sounds
quite
like a real
familiar
problem.
I know her. Liz, she sounds familiar. I think I seen her down Kendrocketh the other day.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Oh, right. Okay. So, well, I mean, what's your advice
for
Liz?
Well, the spelling's an issue, Liz. I don't know why I'm looking at you, Beth. The spelling's an issue. far too many letters, first of all.
Okay.
Girl is G-A-L, not G-I-R-L. I don't know why you've got that. It's G-A-L, girl.
Okay.
If you're a Manx girl, you'd know that.
Right.
Yeah.
If you want to be more Manx, you should worry less about offending someone. But you've got the moaning just about right. I think you should carry on the
Liz
the
has
complaining.
The moaning just about right.
Liz. Yeah, Liz. she needs to moan a bit more and worry less about offending others. But I think just being a good old cussed self should work.
Right. Well, thank you very much, Uncle Al. There will be more problems coming your way, no doubt, very soon. And
if anyone asks her, does she want any Manx in her?
Right.
Tell her yes by all means.
Thanks. Thank you, Uncle Al.
Abbey Dental, sponsors of Late Lunch for all aspects of today's dental care. Highly recommended throughout the Isle of Man.